This is a joyous occasion for St. Elias for multiple reasons. Today we celebrate the beginning of Holy Pascha. You can already see white vestments, candles lit, white flowers. You see laurel leaves scattered around the church. This is an ancient tradition that goes back to Jerusalem, preserved in all of the apostolic churches even till today. Roman Catholics who see this are usually a little confused by it here in America. But even in Rome, in the ancient churches, laurel leaves are scattered throughout the church. Why is that? Pick one up. Pick up a laurel leaf now, and please make sure you take handfuls of them home. Leave some for others for tomorrow. Break it in your hand. A laurel leaf is pretty. Surely a beautiful leaf. Green and smooth. One of the more beautiful of leaves of trees. But when you smash it and crush it, it goes from death to life. You can smell the beauty. What was once there is now made even more beautiful. You can smell the fragrance. And this is the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus has died. He was crushed. He was betrayed by the Jews and handed over to lawless Gentiles, the Romans, and they killed him. It was an ugly death. But though they killed him, God raised him from the dead. This is the good news. This is the good news. The first part. Jesus is risen from the dead. But what does that mean for us? Well, you saw it this morning. What does it mean that Jesus is raised from the dead? For many people, the resurrection of Jesus is an interesting event in the gospel story. They don't understand that they are saved through the resurrection of Jesus. His death and His resurrection. Jesus died, but He rose from the dead. Why is this? Because God's plan for all humanity was to rise from the dead. God's plan for all humanity was to live with Him in the garden for all eternity alive. God is not the author of death. He is the author of life. But as the Book of Wisdom tells us, sin entered into the world and death through it, through the envy of the devil. St. Paul quotes this in Romans chapter 5, the chapter that occurs just before the reading you just heard. And that reading is read, Romans chapter 6, in every apostolic church. Any church that has apostolic lineage and celebrates an apostolic liturgy. From the earliest liturgical records, what you just read, Romans chapter 6, what you just heard, is read in every church when there is a liturgical baptism, which is most properly done today. Why is that? Because of what you heard in the gospel. Very early in the morning, the myrrh-bearing women, the women disciples of the Lord, came to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. And they were wondering how they could open and roll away the stone. This is a heavy stone. So the Lord sent an angel to roll away the stone. Why was the stone rolled away? In popular stories, in people's mind, the stone was rolled away so Jesus could get out. Jesus walks through walls. in the resurrection accounts. The stone was not rolled away so Jesus could get out. He was already raised from the dead before the women arrived at the tomb. He was already raised from the dead before the stone was rolled away. The tomb was already empty before the women disciples of the Lord arrived. So why was the stone rolled away? So that we could get in. The stone was rolled away so the women could see, so the disciples of the Lord could see the empty tomb, and so that they could enter therein. And we witnessed that this morning with the baptism of the newest member of our community, Kayla Marie Rose Handahl. How so? St. Paul told us in the epistle. Do you not know, he said, that all of you who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? You were baptized into His death. You were buried with Him in the tomb, so that you might rise to newness of life. Jesus has given us, in this incredible sacrament of baptism and chrismation, as St. Cyprian of North Africa called it, the double sacrament, singular, one event. Those who have been baptized into Christ have died with Him, have been buried with Him, and have been raised with Him to newness of life. Kayla Marie Rose was drawn from the murky waters of the new creation, like Adam of old. Kayla Marie Rose had the Spirit of God breathe into her nostrils, like Adam in the beginning. This is baptism and chrismation. And shortly, Kayla Marie Rose, along with all of you who have been baptized into Christ, who have been chrismated, enlivened by His Spirit, together we will receive, for the first time, Kayla Marie Rose and all of us, again and again, the body and blood of Jesus. Why is that? Because when Adam was created from the murky waters, when he had the breath of life blown into his nostrils, as we hear there in Genesis 2:7, God then put him in the garden. He put him in the garden. That is the church. That is Jesus Christ. The church is the body of Christ. And Jesus Christ is the Garden of Eden. It is the place where man and God dwell together again. And it is there in the garden that man was offered the tree of life so that he may live forever. The fruit of that tree, Jesus tells us about in the Gospel according to John chapter 6. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life in him, and I will raise him up on the last day. This is why the church exists. Jesus gave His commission, as you heard at the end of the Gospel, to the church, His body on earth. We have one job. Soup kitchens are nice, helpful. But if the Gospel is not preached there, it is a waste of our time and a distraction from our mission. Hoflies are nice, But if the gospel is not preached there, it is a waste of our time and a distraction from our mission. The church has one job, and Jesus gave it to us, as we heard in the gospel today. Go out and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have taught you. And behold, I am with you until the end of time. Glory be to Jesus Christ.